Darren, you've achieved something tonight. No Hyde United manager has managed for quite a few years. You've actually got the club on a cup run.
Again, we wanted to build momentum. You know what, we're going well. There's still things we can improve on, Pav. But tonight, again, I made a promise at the start of the season to stand by it wherever I go. And no matter what competition we're in, we will go to try and win it. Tonight was no different. We played against a full strength Altrincham side, who are two leagues above. I thought our commitment, our attitude, our fitness, I thought was excellent. I thought the first half overall, thought we dominated, as you would expect them to, spells of the game have their possession, but didn't really affect us in any way, really. And I thought the second half, I thought again we won more battle, and we came out. To be honest, I thought it could have been more.
And came back from a goal down as well.
Again, as we mean, you've chatted about it before, Pav. It's the same thing. I don't like it to happen. But when it does, you know what? The confidence in the team to come back. I'm not worried anymore. Start of the season, if you go a goal down, I'm worried. I really am. But do you know what? Now I'm not, because I know we've got the players, we've got the quality in the side that can turn it around, just like we've shown again tonight.
You mentioned Altrincham put out a strong side, but you put out a strong side yourself. You showed respect to the competition.
Oh, absolutely. Again, going back to it, I made the Hyde United faithful a promise at the start of the season that no matter what competition we're in, I want to win. You know, as we've talked about before, and again, start of the season, this club in the last 3 years has been through the mill and back. I want to bring smiles to the faces. If it's winning a cup, no matter, don't care what cup it is, that will bring smiles to the faces. A cup's a cup, and I want to bring success to this great football club.
How do you rate the victory? I mean, as you say, Altrincham, two divisions above, they're in National League North, but of course having a very, very bad time. Did you expect to win the game?
To be honest, I did. You know what, I believe in the players, Pav. At the end of the day, I put a team out that I think and believe to win. I don't care who we play. On our day, we can beat anyone. I had that. At the end of the day, also, we're on our home patch. We play with 10 players, as I call it, because the supporters are right behind the team. And I'm not really bothered who we play. I can't say I was really, affected by the team that they put out. All I have to focus on is the team that we put out and the task at hand, which I thought we delivered. I thought we went about our job professionally with a lot of hard work, a lot of commitment from each and every person, as well as commitment to the group. I thought, we worked tirelessly as a football club, from Elaine up in the office and Pete to me at the very top. We work extremely hard, very passionate people. We want success to this football club, and hopefully we can achieve that.
Harry Colt's back in the side. Am I right in thinking he's actually signed for the club now?
He was playing Saturday, Pav. You're not at
well,
the game.
Yeah. No, come I know Harry was on Saturday. I'm sitting back.
Yeah, Harry, as you well know, Harry was here first time, and it was fantastic. And we have been, since Harry was called back early from his loan, we have been on to Bradford Park in terms of, listen, let us keep him. And you can see Saturday was immense, and tonight he was immense, even more so again, because especially last couple of minutes they're chasing the game. They're going to throw a lot of long balls, bring on big men. And again, Coatsy with Paddy, Bergie and Kyle as a back four absolutely dominated and won them challenges. So Harry's come back in and to be honest, he's with us permanently now, which we're absolutely delighted about.
No Matt Beadle, is it right? He had a bit of a knock?
Yeah, and just more precautions, yeah. As you rightly said, I wanted to put out a team that I wanted to go and win. Matt Dempsey played Saturday, but to be fair to Demps, been struggling with a hamstring as well. Matt Beadle, just precautions as well. They'll come back into contention for Saturday.
And Kendall Town Saturday, the run to continue?
Absolutely. You know what, it's a great change room. It's a fantastic group of players. They're in it for each other. They're professional about what they do. They've got a focus. They've got a determination. We've got to keep momentum. you know, and again, bear in mind that they will play against 12 players, because we have the Hyde United mighty behind the team, which makes a big difference and helps the team immensely. And we'll take that into Saturday, and just a matter now going and preparing Thursday, getting the team geared for Saturday, and going and attacking Saturday.
And finally, how does Mrs. Kelly feel about you being here on Valentine's night?
You know, she knows, you know, it comes with the territory. I live and breathe, you know, this football club. It's been great to me. It's given me such a great opportunity. And she doesn't mind, because she knows how passionate I am. And do you know what? To see the smiles and everybody's faces at this time, you know what? That goes away above and beyond. But I don't think she's too bothered. I think her gifts were very good and special, because she knew what to expect.
Very well done. Cheers.
Cheers.